On this eve of September 11th, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge by Judge Jeanine Pirro is the number one best-selling book in nonfiction, according to the Detroit News and according to figures I've seen. However, it's strange, the New York Times continues to list the book in third place, even though the raw numbers show something completely different. And just give me a holler when you get that, Alex. And anyhow, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge by Judge Jeanine. Here's an excerpt. For 2 long years, Donald Trump's presidency has been under siege by the left and their deep state fellow travelers, who concocted an outrageous case of conspiracy with Russia to keep Trump from doing what he was elected to do: secure America's borders, revive its economy, drain the Washington, D.C. swamp, and restore our constitutional republic. Now that Special Counsel Bob Mueller's investigation has vindicated the Trump campaign and administration, the Department of Justice is hot on the trail of Comey, Brennan Clapper, and the rest of the gang of conspirators who tried to overturn the 2016 election. The left has dropped all pretense of civility, fairness, of decency, revealing the real reason they were so desperate to destroy President Trump. He was the one man who stood in the way of their radical plan to remake America. Overturning presidential elections, nationalizing private industries like healthcare and education, destroying America's borders, and erasing its national identity, and effectively silencing conservative voices in the cybersphere and public square are just a few examples of the lengths to which the far-left progressives and socialists will go to destroy the America we love and remake it into something unrecognizable, borderless, socialist, and free of any moral compass or hindrance. According to Judge Jeanine, only Donald Trump and his army of patriots can stop this radical plan. Judge Jeanine sounding the alarm and calling out those who despise our most cherished ideals and institutions to warn patriotic Americans before it's too late, warning them against Comey, Brennan Clapper, and the rest, waiting for Attorney General William Barr and John Durham, under his direction and others, to bring sense and sensibility back to the conversation in America. Just waiting on that. Nothing yet. Here are a few things that could still come out, because we talked about this earlier. Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about James Comey. Talking about James Comey and his loose relationship with the truth. Let's go to bite number two, Alex. It's Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about James Comey, one of the key players in this book. Bite number two.
Let's not forget, too, this is the third IG report to come out and show that Comey was a liar and a leaker, that he disgraced himself and did a total disservice to the FBI. I think we're seeing more and more and more and continued reasons why the president was completely right in firing James Comey. Yeah. He was unfit to lead the FBI, mm-hmm. and he didn't need to be there. And I think the sad thing is, if Democrats are honest with themselves, they all said that right up until the moment that the president fired Jim Comey. They thought the same thing. Once the president made that move, did they start to disagree with him? And, you know, we'll see what happens and whether the Department of Justice and Attorney General Barr take any action. I think Attorney General Barr has done a phenomenal job.
I agree with her there. I think Attorney General Barr, the greatest appointment by this president, no question about it. As we look at some of the things that could still come out, including the declassification of what happened to those FISA warrants, Christopher Steele's confidential human source reports at the FBI, these documents, known in Bureau parlance as 1023 reports, show exactly what transpired each time Steele and his FBI handlers met in the summer and fall of 2016. The 53 House Intel interviews. House Intel interviewed many key players in the Russia probe and asked the director of national intelligence to declassify those interviews nearly a year ago. It hasn't happened yet, but that could happen soon. The Stephen Halper documents. It has been widely reported that European-based American academic Stephen Halper and a young assistant, Azra Turk, worked as FBI sources. These are all critical pieces of information. We know for sure that one or both had contact with targeted Trump aides like Carter Page and George Papadopoulos at the end of the election. There may be other documents showing Halper continued working his way through. Then, of course, the October 2016 FBI email chain. This is a key document identified by Congressman Nunez and his investigators. These are all things that could come up and be critical. Joining me now is Judge Jeanine Pirro, author of the best-selling book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. Judge Jeanine, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are the number one selling author in America, according to the Detroit News and all the metrics that I see. However, the New York Times, I just wrote about this, an article about you and your book here a few days ago. The New York Times seems they don't want to give you the credit you deserve.
Is that a surprise to anyone?
Not at all, look, but it's irritating.
It's a very objective criteria, and that criteria is the number of books that are sold. And the Wall Street Journal, even the Washington Post said I was number one, but not the New York Times. They put me behind Michelle Obama when I sold three times as many books as she did. But, you know, that's the way it goes. It's fine. That's why I write. It's a plot to remake America. Everything is different when it comes to the left. They don't want to give the right any kind of credit or even the ability to talk about things, and they're shutting us down left and right. And, you know, left and right, that's interesting. They're shutting us down in all different venues in order to prevent us from getting the word out.
Why do the liberals fear you and I and people like us so much? I mean, they must fear us. They don't want to hear from us. They want to silence us. They want to throw bricks and shout us down and label us and call us names. I mean, why don't they just have the conversation with us, and except for the fact that they obviously fear the ideas we put forth, don't they?
Well, and you know, in your scenario, they shout us down and call us names. They then send out Antifa in their ninja outfits and, to shut us up as police, are told to stand down and not arrest Antifa as they assault us. Look, the reason is very simple. It's they've got a narrative and they're going with it. And if we use facts and rationale and how about the Constitution, they can't handle it. And they just don't want people to hear what the arguments that we're making are. But the truth is the forgotten men and women in 2016 clearly heard the outsider candidate, Donald Trump, and they were willing to take a chance on him because even as an outsider, they knew he had to be better than what we've been subjected to for the last several years in terms of the president.
No question. And I want to dig a little bit deeper here in your book. The book is Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. I've got a hard break I have to hit. If you can hold with me for just a couple of minutes, I'd greatly appreciate
sure.
it. Because I want to ask about James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, and the guy that I think is the best single appointment by this president to date, that being Attorney General William Barr. You mentioned him. I think he is by far the best appointment Donald Trump has made to any position, except for maybe the Supreme Court. We are with Judge Jeanine Pirro here on the Steve Gruber Show. She is the author of the brand-new bestseller, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. The conversation continues right after this.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
If you once played high school sports but now think that spectating is all you can do, there's a great opportunity waiting out there for you to get back in the game. High school sports need new officials now more than ever. If you were a prep athlete, officiating is a great way to give something back to the game, stay in shape, and meet new people. Register online at MHSAA.com and get back in the game. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.